Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
You're back with Total Information AM here on KMOX. I'm Megan Lynch. Could store shelves soon look like they did during the pandemic? The trade war has led to a dramatic drop in cargo shipments, and that means fewer goods for U.S. consumers down the line. With us now, Augusta Sariva with the Bloomberg editorial team. Augusta, thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
How much have cargo shipments dropped?
So we're about to find out pretty soon, but according to some estimates, we have multiple different people tracking how many cargo ships have left China, and the numbers range from 40 to 60%. So no matter what the final number ends up being, that's going to be a big drop coming for us.
When will that be felt in the United States?
So usually it takes a couple weeks for ships that leave China to arrive. They mostly get to the U.S. through the West Coast, right? So that's L.A., Long Beach, which is in Southern California, too. So that usually takes a couple weeks. But right now, the goods, maybe the reason why Americans aren't seeing higher prices yet is because the goods that are on the shelves right now, they got to the U.S. before tariffs hit. But that means that maybe in a couple months, back to school supplies, things might be getting more expensive.
What does this do to logistics and the supply chain? Because I've already heard anecdotally that some retailers say they're just going to have to leave those shipments on the docks. They're not going to be able to pay for them or pick them up.
Yeah, that's exactly what we're seeing. And especially when it comes to small businesses, right? A lot of them don't have the cushion to be paying that extra charge. What we might see is not only empty shelves, but also some of the supply chain disruptions that we saw during the pandemic. That's why people are so worried, because we saw that only a couple of years ago. If it comes back again, that would be a massive disruption. If the ships do not get to the U.S., that means they're not able to go back to China to get more goods, right? Then you have like fewer ships traveling around. That means it's becoming more costly to ship stuff around. So it's just like the snowball effect.
How hard would it be to bounce back if there was a reversal on some of these tariffs?
I mean, that's the huge question right now, right? Because at this point, we have 145% tariffs on China. So that means that a lot of retailers are not importing anything at all right now, right? So let's say the tariffs get reversed tomorrow. That means they could start reimporting items as soon as Tuesday, but that would take a few weeks for those items to get to the U.S., right? And by the time they get to the warehouses and then to the retailers, I would say a couple months for us to see that same level of inventories that we used to before tariffs.
Bloomberg's Augusta Sariva, thank you so much.
Thank you.